The following is a Yap production in association with SportsCLT.com.
Welcome to the Sports CLT cast. I'm Bryce Johnson. Hope you're doing great. This specific episode of the Sports CLT cast is a couple days late than what I normally like to do, but I wanted to kind of see what the topics and the stories were going to come out of this game on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we'll discuss a lot of that in this abbreviated edition of the episode, because I have to be honest with you. The game on Sunday was excellent because the Panthers won. However, it was hard to take a ton away from that game because of the weather. You watched it probably just like I did, and you're seeing things happen, and you're realizing, okay, it's pouring down rain. It looks like there's a flood out there. Looks like Lake Norman is now in the stadium, and it's hard to move the ball the way that you want to. It's hard to get your footing on defense to really explode into tackles. And so I don't want to overanalyze anything from that game, but let's look at some of the players moving forward, some of the injuries that are going to affect the team, and then also let's preview the Chicago Bears game coming up on Sunday up in Chicago. And normally I'll just talk about the previous game, but this one, we're switching it up a little bit after week three. So thanks so much for downloading this, checking it out. And as always, you know, support Sports CLT. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, SportsYap, at Sports, YAPP. You can send me an email, Bryce@SportsYap.com. This is the local podcast that I do, and I'm starting up a national podcast that will be taking place in October that I'm working hard behind the scenes on. And look forward to doing that as well. But Panthers are my team, and I live here in Charlotte, so I'm looking forward to continuing this Sports CLT cast. So, first off, just some thoughts on the game on Sunday, what we can actually take away from it. And the one thing I got to start out with, the Jonathan Stewart run that was taken back because of, air quotes, the elbow touching the ground, I don't know. I thought it was such a sick play. You got to let that ride, especially in the weather. That was awesome. That was an exciting play, and unfortunately, it didn't count. But the Jonathan Stewart situation is definitely a story that is getting some legs, and I look forward to talking about that. But the game on Sunday, I thought the defense was good enough against a rookie quarterback. It would have been nice to, in Blaine Gabbert with Jacksonville, it would have been nice to force a few more turnovers, I thought. You know, the one by Sherrod Martin, the interception was nice, but I almost thought that they could have capitalized on a few more opportunities and really messed with Blaine Gabbert a little bit more. But again, with the weather, it's hard to you know, look at it too in depth. But the defense overall did enough, and this game was, you know, it was sloppy, it was slow, it was boring for the most part. But again, for 3 weeks in a row, we've got ourselves an entertaining finish. The fourth quarter matters. The Panthers are in the game. And so maybe the first three quarters were a little bit, a flashback to last year. And I think Steve Smith even made a comment about, you know, playing old Panthers football. And there was a sense to that. But again, the weather. But I do think the fact that Cam Newton put together the game-winning touchdown drive and looked very good on that final drive, and the fact that Greg Olsen sort of had his big game. I mean, he's been solid this year, but a really nice game for him, getting into the end zone, getting that 2-point conversion, and also preparing himself to be ready for his old team next week. So it looks like he could have a chance to have back-to-back really good games, because I think he will want, you know, you always want to play well against your old team. So I think he will play well. So I was glad to see Olsen get involved. You know, the passing game struggled because Cam Newton threw the ball very high. It was very clear that he was just a little off with his throws, but that's okay. It's okay for him to have off days, and that's going to happen. And the thing is, it's all about the win. The funny thing is to me is the fact that the first two games, the Panthers lose, And I think that there was more of a satisfaction and energy and excitement coming from those two games than what came from the win, just because of how sloppy it was. And maybe Cam didn't look as amazing as he did the first 2 weeks. Steve Smith didn't look as amazing as he did the first 2 weeks. So it's kind of funny. It's like, all right, what do we want? Obviously, we want wins. And the thing about this Jacksonville game, it was, I don't want to say there was pressure on, there's always pressure to win, but the Panthers had to win this game. It was at home. Jacksonville was starting Blaine Gabbert for the first time. Cam Newton had a little bit of a head start getting, you know, the first 2 weeks under his belt and played so well. So you expected the Panthers to win. I expected the Panthers to win. Most people expected the Panthers to win, and they did it. So it wasn't a surprise. Nothing crazy happened to where, you know, wow, you know, this is what I'm going to remember from this game. Not necessarily. It was an okay game. Panthers got the win. And hopefully this gives them a little bit of momentum moving forward. Anytime you win, that's going to give you something. No matter how ugly it was, no matter, you know, all the circumstances, that's the win. So now you're preparing for Chicago following a win. So that's a good thing. I think the offensive line starting to get a little bit better. It was nice to see Otah out there. The running game improved a little bit. Again, hard to move in the weather. But I do think more holes were opened up. Part of that may have been against, you know, Jacksonville. We still know how good of a team they're going to be. They've been a little inconsistent because they won the first week, then they lost. Now they've, you know, lost two in a row. But I do think the offensive line was better, which was nice. Otah kind of in and out, still trying to get him, you know, fully 100%, fully consistent, fully out there, opening up holes. But he's the key. He is the key to that offensive line. There's no question about that. He's the key to the running game. So let's talk about the running game. I don't like to be the guy that says, ooh, I was right about that. But maybe there was a lot of people right about it. I'm a Jonathan Stewart guy. I talked about him all last year, and I guess it was a little premature. Because last year, he was good, but he didn't necessarily take off the way that he is so far. Just showing what he's capable of doing. The burst. The inability the defense has to take him down. You know, the different moves that he's got, the toughness that, I mean, it is hard to bring him down. We saw that with Maurice Jones-Drew, but we know that. He's been doing that for a lot of years in Jacksonville. He's a hard guy to bring down. But I thought Jonathan Stewart has shown that again. He did it again on Sunday and has all season long, to where he's hard to take down. He's finding the holes. He's carrying the passing game and the running game in a lot of ways. And so it's pretty cool to see that he's taken his game to the next level. I've been waiting for it. I've expected it. And I've been waiting for the Panthers to really give him the reins and say, go. This is you. You know, this is, you're the guy we're counting on. And there's been some discussion, you know, oh, well, maybe the Panthers shouldn't have spent the money on D'Angelo Williams. Let's not dwell on that. It's fine. They spent the money on him. Did they overpay for him? Probably a little bit. I don't know what other team would have paid as much as the Panthers did to keep him. But we all know that you have to have two good running backs. Now, one guy will emerge as the go-to guy. And in crunch time and when you need the tough yards, you're going to go to one guy over the other. They can't both do it. So I think moving forward, yeah, Jonathan Stewart's going to be the guy. But that's okay. You know, think about even with the Panthers, I mean, you can extend it to other teams, but, you know, when Steven Davis and Deshaun Foster were here, and then Foster kind of took over for Steven Davis, and then I guess D'Angelo took over for Deshaun Foster. So that's the way it goes with running backs. It's a short-lived prime, you know, for a career. But then you can have productive years as a complementary guy. And I think D'Angelo's even better than a complimentary guy. I think he'll be, you know, very solid at times, but I just don't think he can carry the load anymore. He's not, especially when you can compare him to Jonathan Stewart. I just think Jonathan Stewart is better. At this point, he's better. And so it's always tough to make that transition because you're used to, you know, one guy being the starter and one guy being the guy. They expect in their mind to be the guy, and now things are changing. But what's great, and this was, you know, documented, I guess, the Charlotte Observer, where, you know, these guys have a good relationship. So it's going to work out fine from that regard, to where, hey, this is double trouble. some weeks one guy is going to be better than the other, but maybe more often than not, it is going to be Jonathan Stewart, and he's shown it. You know, last year was so tough because of how poor the offense played. So Jonathan Stewart really didn't get an opportunity to shine as much as he is now. Now that the offensive line's playing a little bit better, and Cam Newton obviously is 10 times better than Jimmy Clausen. You know how I feel about Jimmy Clausen if you've been listening to this cast the last few episodes. But so I am excited to see just how much Jonathan Stewart will improve and take that step into elite status. Now, we know a couple years ago when the team had 2 1,000-yard rushers, that's big. We saw that. We saw what Stewart was capable of as a back and forth between him and D'Angelo. Well, if he gets more and more involved in the offense, I think we're going to see him, boom, skyrocket to the top of the league as one of the key running backs in the league. And so the passing side of things is also an interesting point as well. Him receiving the ball out of the backfield. I never understood why John Fox and the offense never wanted to use the running back out of the backfield. Very rarely. We saw Mike Goodson a little bit more. I guess they saw him as that role, and they just never seemed to really give a full opportunity to Jonathan Stewart, to D'Angelo Williams, to really be productive out of the backfield. And that's frustrating to me because, you know, watching other games around the league and you see guys like LeSean McCoy, like Ray Rice, like Jamaal Charles when he's actually healthy, those guys catching balls out of the backfield, and then they know how to run, so they know how to break tackles. So they get out into the open field, and they usually start with a little bit more space. When you catch out of the backfield, you can be so dangerous. So, you know, last week I did talk about wanting to see the running game improve. I think it's going to, especially with Otai out there and with Stewart hopefully getting more carries, it'll be fine. But nothing wrong with continuing to use Stewart out of the backfield and to move the offense up and down the field. That's what it's all about. However you're doing it, just move the offense up and down the field. And you always want to keep the defense on their toes, not knowing what you're going to do. And so when you have a guy like Jonathan Stewart back there, and he is that dual threat of catching and running, that's going to be nice. That's going to be nice moving forward. I guess a couple other thoughts just in general. I got to talk about Armonte Edwards and the other receivers as well. Again, it was tough with the weather, but Armonte's got to break one. He's got to get some big returns in that return game. It was nice that he caught the ball on Sunday. That was really just the goal in the rain. Just catch it. Don't fumble it. So good for Carolina to hang on to the ball, to be smart with not trying to do too much in the weather. So I did like that. I thought, you know, the coaches did a nice job of making sure that was the case. The one Blaine Gabbert interception that he threw, I was thinking, Jacksonville, what are you doing? Why would you even throw that pass? Why would you put a rookie quarterback in that situation in the rain to throw it in the middle of the field to allow an interception? So I was glad that the Panthers didn't do that, which was nice. And so that goes back with, you know, Armonte Edwards. The focus was just catch the ball. He did okay. I think he had, you know, a 7-yard average, which is fine. But moving forward, that's something that I think has to continue to improve. And I think a way to do that, get him involved with the offense. When are we going to see this Wildcat play? We got to see Armonte used more. There's no getting around it. I mean, how crazy will it be when Cam Newton lines up as a wide receiver and then you got Armonte back there at quarterback? They got to try some of that. Now, I know they want a Sunday. They don't need anything necessarily. But still, moving forward, that's something that I want to see happen. I really do. And I think Armonte needs to get more of an opportunity to be in there as another receiver. Again, Nene, why is he out there? I've asked this every week. He did catch one pass, but I still don't see the consistency. I still don't see him as a threat out there. Let's try some other things. I think the Panthers were talking about bringing in Donnie Avery, former St. Louis Ram, maybe giving him a tryout. You know, we could throw out the question, would the Panthers ever go after a Terrell Owens or Randy Moss? Does that make any sense? Those guys are out there available. When will T.O. actually be healthy? I don't think Randy Moss would play for a team that's not going to win a ton, but we know that T.O. will. He's been in Buffalo. He's been in Cincinnati. I don't know. It's just something to throw out there to get another weapon, another receiver. We know what Steve Smith can do. We know what the tight ends can do. We haven't seen Armonte be given an opportunity, really, to be out there in the flow of the offense, get involved, use his skills in the regular season. We just haven't seen enough of that to jump to any conclusions with him. Maybe they haven't seen enough in practice. Maybe they didn't see enough in preseason to have the confidence in him, but I still want to see that. And I think that if he's given an opportunity to be out there, that may even improve his confidence in the return game. And he may, I don't know. I just think he'll be more in the flow of the game. I think it's tough just to go out. Okay. Go out there and return a punt. Even standing on the sideline. You know, I don't know. I just think that's tough, but we'll see about that. One other thing with the game, the Mike Thomas touchdown at the end of the half. Now, the Panthers won, so I guess it doesn't really matter. But you gotta look alive at the end of the half, and good for Jacksonville to actually try to score at the end of the half, because let's face it, most teams with the conditions, you don't try to score. You really don't. and I almost think that the Panthers thought that as well, thinking, oh, there's no way they're gonna try to score. Well, they did, and they scored. So they tried, they scored, and gave them a little momentum going into halftime. Ended up not mattering, but that's something that I liked in some regards because it worked for Jacksonville to go for it, because not many teams do. But if you're the Panthers, you've got to always be ready for it. And there was a little bit of a breakdown. I don't know if it was either execution or, in my mind, it was just unawareness or not believing that they would actually go for something there. And they did. So that's okay. I mean, we don't have to worry about it too much, but just something that I noticed for sure. But let's talk about the game this weekend against the Chicago Bears. And I think it's a winnable game. Chicago's so inconsistent. They really are. They've got talent. They've got some good things about them. They've got nice players on their team, but it just doesn't seem like they click enough. They don't. Every once in a while, they will click and they'll look great. They win the first week against Atlanta, and now they've lost two in a row. And they lost to good teams, New Orleans and Green Bay. So they're still a good team, but I have a tough time saying, oh man, the Panthers are gonna have a tough time against Chicago. No, I think it's an opportunity for sure. Overall, Chicago is probably better. They got more marquee players, especially healthy players. Panthers have some nice guys, some Pro Bowl caliber guys, and they're sitting on the sideline, Beast and Thomas Davis being the main ones. Hopefully they get Charles Godfrey back as well. But I think the key is, I hope this storyline isn't about Julius Peppers. I hope that we as fans, the team, it's a new era. Let's move forward. It doesn't matter about Julius Peppers. Would it be fun to beat him and go out and get him with the new regime? You know, that would be fun. That would be exciting. Let's not make that the story. The story every week should be the development of Cam Newton and the new energy that Ron Rivera and the staff has brought to this team. The legitimacy, the change, the renewing excitement of this team moving forward. That's what it's about. Let's not look back as much to Julius Peppers. Oh, you know, what if Julius Peppers was here? Or, you know, oh, I can't believe we let Julius Peppers get away and all that. Nah, we did that last year. That was fine. And he had a nice game in Carolina. And so it would be good to get the win, to beat him, to stop him, not let him get after Cam Newton. But just from a football standpoint, the Julius Peppers Cam Newton matchup is great. Those two guys, just how athletic they are, how big they are for their position, how fast they are for their size, going head to head in some regards, is cool. Who will win that battle? That's a storyline. I'm fine with that storyline. That's exciting. Can the, you know, especially the tackles for the Panthers, Gross and Ota, be able to stop Julius Peppers? I'm sure he'll line up on both sides to give Cam Newton some different looks. That will be definitely something to watch. And also, you know, the secondary and Chris Harris, former Panther, so I'm sure he'll we'll notice him for sure. How will he be out there trying to intercept or maybe even blitz occasionally? How will he mess with Cam Newton as well? And of course, Urlacher and they've got a good defense. They do some good things up there in Chicago, playoff team a year ago. So it's not going to be an easy game, but I think we'll see a lot of passing. There's no question about that. The Bears like to pass the ball. Matt Forte is dangerous out of the backfield. Hopefully Stewart continues to be a threat out of the backfield as well. We'll see a little head-to-head with those two guys. What running back ends up playing better, that'll be cool to see. And then, how the defenses respond with the Panthers, new guys getting time out there. More reps for these young linebackers especially, and the secondary, a lot of injuries, guys in and out, and Chris Gamble going out on Sunday. So we're seeing some different faces. We're seeing some young guys get opportunities. How will they continue to develop? Who will actually be healthy and stay out there? And let me real quick, Captain Munnerlyn, man, he looks good at times and he looks awful at times. I guess the interference was kind of weak on that call at the end of that Jacksonville game. But still, I'm thinking, man, this guy's about to cost them the game. And then on special teams, he got made an error. And then other times, he's right there on the wide receiver. He's knocking down passes and putting himself in a good position. So if he can continue to be consistent or start being consistent, he's got some potential. I like his game, but there are just certain moments in every game, it feels like, where I'm going, oh, Captain, come on, buddy, let's do this. Let's make this happen. But overall, I think he's okay. I think he's a good player. We got to be a little more patient with him probably moving forward. But the secondary is going to have a good test because Chicago's going to throw the ball. They'll go four wide a lot, and the Panthers hopefully are healthy enough to handle it so the Bears don't throw all over them. But this might be a little bit more fun of a game, a little bit more passing. We'll get Cam, airing it out more, get Steve Smith more involved than the passing game was against Jacksonville because of the weather, because of the style of that game. Just a sloppy game. It was a little bit boring, more boring of a game than we saw the first 2 weeks, but I think we'll get back to the excitement this Sunday. And again, it's all about being in the game in the fourth quarter, and I believe, again, this week the Panthers will be there. Don't necessarily think they'll win, but I think they'll have a chance. And the thing is, Chicago needs this win big time. Coming off of two losses, they need this win probably a little bit more than the Panthers because the Bears are expecting playoffs. Now, if the Panthers can surprise some people throughout the year, that's going to be great. But it is about development. It is about just inching closer to being a playoff caliber team in the coming years. That's the key for the Panthers. Thanks so much for listening to the Sports CLT Cast. I actually thought it was going to be a little bit shorter, but there is a lot to discuss. So thanks so much for listening. Hopefully you made it till the end. I appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter, Sports Yap. Follow Sports CLT on Twitter as well. Thanks to Brad and the guys at Sports CLT. And I will talk to you again next week following the Chicago Bears game. Have a wonderful week. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bryce Johnson, Sports CLT Cast.